Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
Hello, bienvenue, konnichiwa.
You don't know what the fuck you would say, do you?
No.
He's saying hello.
Hola. Aloha.
Ah.
Welcome back.
It's Oliva. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What's that mean, Ron?
Well, we've offended someone.
I think it's something that the Germans said in World War II.
No, but it's from something else. From a cartoon or something. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, cool.
I have no idea what's going on.
Before we continue this episode, please look up what Octo Libo said.
Please, yeah, I was gonna do that in a second.
I'll look it up.
All right. Well, I thought I'd start this episode off with saying hello. This episode will be dropping on Christmas Eve. So, for those of you that celebrate it, we hope you're having a wonderful Christmas Eve. For those of you that don't celebrate Christmas, we hope you had a nice Hanukkah or whatever holiday festivity you've been celebrating this year. So, hey, we hope you're having a good time. I thought I'd go around the room before we start the episode proper and ask, what's a holiday movie that you have to watch every year? Otherwise, it doesn't feel like the holidays have started. What's that? We'll go in a row. Dad, what do you think?
I would say, holiday movie-wise, Christmas Vacation, of course. I think that's what that goes without saying. That's a necessary one. But
for those that haven't seen Christmas Vacation, you want to tell them?
Then you have a problem.
Well, tell them who's in it so they can look
it up. It's Chevy Chase, and it's part of the Vacation series that was put out by National Lampoon, and it's the Christmas episode, and it takes place at the Griswold's house, and it's great.
And
so it's definitely hilarity ensues.
If you have in-laws or family coming to visit during Christmas,
if you have any family whatsoever,
yeah,
you'll understand.
You'll know why this movie is great. Definitely worth watching.
But I would say, Friday After Next is also an excellent, fun Christmas movie.
That's a new one that we've been watching.
Yes, last couple of years.
Yeah, last couple
excellent.
Years. Yeah.
Rowan?
Christmas movie or holiday movie that you gotta watch. Otherwise, it doesn't feel like it's the holidays.
Probably say that we watch every year.
Well, it doesn't have to be something we watch every year, but something that you like personally.
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown Christmas is always classic.
Yeah.
Scrooged is good.
That is a good one.
For
you personally, though?
We were going to have a Silent Night, Deadly Night marathon, but we forgot about it.
Hey, why haven't we done that?
Well, because now it's the 20-something.
So
now we have to watch all the good ones that we haven't seen
yet. Well, we can have long
more
nights,
than one.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you guys would not like it.
I've seen them.
You've seen the first one. You have not seen the other ones.
So, let's see them.
Okay. Well,
I think we're down with that. I think we know what we're watching something later tonight.
So, those are Rowan's movies. For me, personally, I had a couple coming at you.
Okay, go.
Arthur Christmas. It's a classic. Why are you giving me a look?
It's
you
fine.
Know it's good.
It's fine.
You say that every year, and then after you watch it, you're like, oh, this. Now I understand why you like it, Cole. It's good.
It's good. It's good.
It's got James McAvoy in it. It's a wonderful Christmas movie. It's British, so it's British sense of humor. Knowing that.
Yeah.
It's fun. I like that one. And then a recent one that we just watched last night, Claws. It's on Netflix.
It's heavy. It's not a funny movie. It's not super funny.
No, there are funny moments.
But it's mostly heavy. The funny is not... It doesn't hang on its humor.
No.
It hangs on its heart.
Yeah. It's got good heart to it.
It's got good heart.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. So, Claws and Arthur
Make
Christmas.
Sure you have extra tissue. Cole went through a box.
I didn't go through a box. Got a little heavy moments.
You got glassy-eyed.
Yeah. Well, that's most movies for me, though.
Yeah.
So. What's that other one that hit me that we watched?
Evil Bong?
Yeah, evil bong.
No.
Every time. No. Arthur Christmas in that one will always hit me. So.
Yeah. But so does what's it called? The Muppet Christmas Carol.
How dare you call me out like this?
Yeah. Muppet Christmas Carol is a touching.
Yeah.
There's the greatest scene in all Muppetdom is when Ratso gives Zonkers? What's
his
name?
Gonzo.
Gonzo. Jesus, where did I go?
Zonkers? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't even know where that came
from. No, that's a character from something. I have to forget what it's from.
I don't think.
Oh, he's from Doonesbury. Anyway, when he kind of yells at him, and then Ratso kisses him on the nose, it's like, you're like, aw. It's like such a nice little moment. Very nice.
Mm.
Well, we all know who the best Muppets are. Rizzo the Rat and...
King Prawn. Yes.
The two best Muppets.
Yes.
I had someone that debated me on this, and I was like, nope, I will not hear this debate.
King Prawn
are the best
the
Muppets.
Shit.
Yeah, so... Either way, well, those were our holiday movies. If you have some holiday movies that you really like, please hit us up on the old
if there's something unusual, you know, some weird, like, especially if you're listening from another country and you have, like, a holiday favorite that's in your country, if you celebrate Christmas, if you don't, that's
holiday.
Totally cool,
we'll see,
too.
We'd like to see what other, like, holiday movies are out there. Yeah, so...
Send us a thing. No, that's what I'm saying.
Or send us what you're doing.
We'd
for
be totally down
Christmas
if there's
Eve.
Some
We'd
like
love to see it.
If there's some like groovy holiday movie about like some kind of tree spirit elf that delivers, you know, half-eaten chocolate into somebody's shoes on Christmas Eve, I want to see it. Let's do it.
Or something like Rare Exports.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good one.
Either way. So, we start back up.
Cole is the guy in the ice from Rare Sports, just so you all know.
I'm not the guy in the... Wow. That's insulting.
Cole is Krampus?
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the big ice, or are you talking about the smaller ones?
Giant one.
They're...
I'm talking about the guy trapped
ones?
In ice.
The small Santas?
There's no smaller one. Ice.
There's no small one. There's just one guy trapped in ice. It's a gigantic Krampus-y... Santa creature.
Well, that's me then. So! Well.
Yes.
Meh. 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 Meh.
What is going on? I don't know what's happening.
Give us a meow.
Meow?
No. Meow.
Meow.
You said give us a
meow.
Meow.
He says meow. I say meow.
Who says what? What's happening?
Okay, he's talking about gangsters. That old
it's
cartoon.
Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, since we did that for a minute.
Okay.
Let's
do the thing, I guess.
Okay, Cole. Now it's time for... You've done basically a movie review. Now a quick game review.
Oh, there's no game.
It's game review corner.
It was going to be...
Why don't we play the game?
Yeah, that was
game review corner.
Player game.
Wow, you guys suck. Okay.
Fine. All right.
You're shitting on our whole thing. Oh, you're shitting on the whole premise.
Fine.
Well, these are specials.
Oh, this is special. You're right. I forgot. Sorry.
This is a short thing. We're doing
a special.
This is part two. It's
almost
done. Special.
It's a special
time of year.
Very special.
Like
an elf.
You're not a
you know,
cunt-headed anyone.
You're not a cunt-headed anyone.
You're just special. And then his face.
That
I
is
can't
the
believe none
classic.
Of us brought up Elf. Yeah, Elf is
everybody
one.
Watches Elf.
Well, because Elf, Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story, those are all ones, Home Alone, those are ones that those are the basics everybody watches. Used to be, everybody watched It's a Wonderful Life.
No one wants that depressing shit, though.
It's basically Claws.
No, it's not at all.
How is it? I'm waiting for your answer on this.
On the depression scale.
Claus is way less depressing than Once
no,
Place a Wonderful Life. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. When he goes back and he has Zuzu's petals in his pocket, and all his friends are there and get all his money,
He gets fucked throughout his entire life.
But
and then he breaks down, and now it's supposed to turn. What? No, fuck that movie.
See, no,
I'm not doing
not,
this again.
You're full of shit.
You're
it's
full
basically
of shit. Rowan, back me up here.
He busts his ass and creates and gives to everyone around him in a subtle way that nobody. It's not like outwardly. He's the kind of guy that gives without expecting thanks or returns, and then in the end, when people find out he needs help. That he was too proud to ask them, but when they find out, they help him out of their own good hearts. It's fucking amazing. It's the it's the most un-American movie ever made.
You're not wrong.
You know, it basically, because it's socialism. Socialism, I say. Socialism, I say. Fucking
scare.
Bunch of libtards.
So, all right, you libtards, let's get this going. It's Nakatomi Plaza. Snow is falling.
Nakatomi, baby.
It's Nakatomi Plaza. Snow is falling in the air. All is silent on this Christmas Eve night. You watch onward on the outside of the building. Everything seems fine and subtle. Until we see one crash of a sleigh pulled by 8 tiny reindeer crashing out the top of the building on the Nakatomi Plaza, careening off into the starry night and clouded sky, followed by another sleigh, this one propelled by pure cocaine and Christmas magic. On top of it, riding balls to the wall, we got Christmas Boomerang and Frosty Jingle Bells. Holding the sleigh down
and driving it. Why are we on cocaine? We already...
I said that the sleigh is fueled by cocaine and Christmas magic.
Are the deers?
There are no deer.
Reindeers?
No, there are no reindeer.
No reindeer?
It's just a
flying
sleigh.
Why
wouldn't
you have any reindeer?
Do you want reindeer?
No, they stink.
Then yeah, it's just fueled by Christmas magic and cocaine.
Reindeer smell bad.
Christmas Boomerang, what do you look like?
We already did this.
I know, but we're doing it again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Tell me, give me a description.
I don't remember. I don't think we did a look.
Wait, you remember what you look like, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You said a really cool look.
Yeah, you did,
I look like me.
Well, okay. Dad?
I always look like me.
What did I say I look like? Oh, remember I was going to say what I looked like, and then Cole cut me off with
some jackass
remark? Made fun
no,
of me.
No, Dad cut you off. I laughed at it. There's a difference.
No, I think you did.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure Cole did.
No,
and
it
then
was Dad.
I think it was me. Oh, well.
One of us.
Called
go ahead,
me, like,
bro.
Gay or something, and I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess I'm not.
Go ahead, bro. Cole. Go ahead, bro.
That was Cole's attempt to get me to say what I was my joke, but I don't even remember what my joke was.
Oh, well,
I was
you remember.
Trying
so we
to
did
get
all
in
this for
say
nothing?
What you really looked like.
I don't
it.
Know what I look like.
Well,
I don't remember.
Okay.
I had a joke that you guys just shot down in the last episode.
I didn't shoot anything down. You didn't even say it. So how can I shoot something down?
Well, I was gonna, and then you said you made fun of me.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
So,
nut up.
You nut up. You ass.
So, Frosty Jingle Bells, you're driving the sleigh. I'd say you're prepared. You know what's going on. Roll 3 dice.
All right.
Trying to do some kick ass here.
You're driving.
Let's do
some. You put yourself as a high number.
I'm using these cool. I really dig these guys.
Right?
Marbleized
one second,
pink
one
dice.
Second.
They're
one
pretty
second.
Groovy.
A high number means you're better at naughty. So,
are you naughty or nice, Dad?
Yeah. Were you naughty or nice? I forget.
I don't remember. But
I think you put yourself at a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to roll below a 4.
Okay, I got 2 ones and a 6.
Oh, hell yeah. Then you do great.
Oh, okay, good.
So, you watch as...
I got both ends of the spectrum, so no matter what, I'd have something.
No, it's a number of dice. Okay.
Oh, because
yeah,
I got 2. Because I got 2 that are ones.
Yeah.
Oh, that outweighs the 6. Got it.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
cool.
It just means you didn't get 3 successes.
Right on.
So, cool. As you pull down on the lever... And you watch as you shoot out the cocaine, intermixes with the magic, Christmas magic, fueling up the sleigh and propelling you into the sky, the slight stratosphere, as you're holding on for dear life. You manage to catch up and get on Santa's sleigh bell ass. You look at his sleigh.
What do you mean? What are we in, and what's he in?
You're in the Santa Claus Christmas sleigh, so it's got the hot...
We're not in the real...
No, you're on the one made for Santa Claus.
But the
Claus
Santa
the
Claus Christmas sleigh had reindeer.
I know, but they didn't have the reindeer budget, so it's just being fueled.
Did we eat them?
Yeah. Tim Allen didn't... Tim Allen decided not to bring the reindeer into the party. They thought it'd be a liability. He ate them, in reality.
He sold them out to the government.
Yeah, he sold them out to the government.
No, he hunted them. He set up a hunting date with him and Ted Nugent, and they went out and took out those reindeer.
Yep. So you get up on Santa's sleigh. You see Santa's sleigh is a classic red mahogany sleigh with gold trimming. It says, Merry Christmas written on the across the back.
Merry Christmas, or does it say it in like some Scandinavian hip-hop language?
You think that if you knew another... Hip-hop language? Okay, I don't even want to go in on that. You see that you think it would shift from language to language, depending upon who saw it.
It's magic.
You see
I
the reindeer
like
creeding through the air, and a giant bag is blocking your view of the fat man. Oh. What do you do?
What are we trying to do again? We're trying to do again. What are we trying to do?
You're here to kick Santa Claus's ass.
Beat him up?
Oh. Why are we doing that? I like Santa.
Yeah, why are we hurting Santa Claus?
Yeah. Why are we doing that?
This is the same thing that happened last time. I said you come up with a reason why. You said you hated elves. And Rowan said... Rowan, what was your reason?
Something about elves, too.
Yeah, it was all elf-based hate.
Okay.
We all hate elves.
Yes. Elves suck. Except for the ones that make the toys. They're okay.
That's the ones that we're killing.
Yeah.
We just shot...
You literally used
shot
one
like
as, as a human shield to keep Tim Allen from shooting you.
Okay, I hope they're not like the cool like tree, kind of make cookies in a tree.
No, these elves were ripped, super swole.
Oh, well, fuck them. Yeah. I'm talking the Keebler, the big head, disproportionate head-to-body ratio.
Well, it was those kinds of elves, they were just ripped to shit, though.
Whatever. Anyway. They're roid elves. All right, so we're cruising up. We see the big bag in the back, right?
Yeah, it's blocking your view of Santa, but you know he's on that sleigh. What are you doing?
Well, what do we have with us? What do we have access to?
You have your weapons, you have
what weapons
the sleigh.
Do we have?
What do you have on you think? You're a driver.
I'm a driver. I don't have shit. I probably have a nice set of driving gloves, maybe some sweet Gucci driving shoes. You know, sunglasses, because that's necessary, right? Because we all know that. We all learn that in Baby Driver. Do I have a Walkman like Baby Driver has?
Yeah, exactly. You got a Walkman.
Did he have a Walkman?
No, it was a cassette player.
It was a Walkman, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he recorded people's voices.
Catchy.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I love that movie. That movie's great now.
Why?
Because everyone in it, I don't want to go into it, but everyone in it has gotten in trouble, let's say. The only one that has walked away scot-free, I think, was the Madman guy, and that's it.
Wait, what about the main guy?
He had some troubles.
What happened with him?
Cole, unless
you know for sure,
Cole
likes
to
spread rumors.
All of them are true!
What did the main guy do?
Some shit with his girlfriend. He either beat her or he got me too'd, I forget.
What happened next?
Okay, what about the Punisher guy?
I'm talking about main cast, not people.
They're all the main cast.
Well, no, Punisher guy was in it for only like
5
minutes.
Oh, Rowan,
minutes,
he must have gotten in trouble because it's... No, because they don't even show his face on the cast photos.
Who?
The main kid. They show...
Ansel Elgort?
They show Kevin Spacey and they don't show the kid? What is up with that?
Yeah. Either way!
Okay. All right, go.
Either way, what are you doing as you're approaching the sleigh from behind?
We're trying to get our handle on him.
You gonna try and jump onto the sleigh, or are you
just
trying to pull up on him?
Are you kidding? We want to try to jump on the back. I want to dig in there and see if I can find some sweet, sweet toys.
All right, so I'd say
sweet toys. I want one of those monster makers from the 1970s.
I'd say that's a naughty roll.
Wouldn't you say, Cole?
Try to kick some ass, get up on the sleigh.
Yeah, okay.
So go ahead, both of you roll naughty.
Let's roll.
I'd say roll two dice. Both of you are rolling two dice.
Roll. Come on, let's do this, Ro.
What am I rolling?
Two dice.
You're trying
to roll naughty, so
you're trying to roll
below your number.
What is my number?
3.
I'm rolling below or above, if it's naughty.
Let me double check.
Oh my god.
If you're being naughty, you want to roll under your number.
Well, I got a 3 and a 4.
So you got one success. It's not bad.
Okay, let me roll.
So that one success, I'll say what happened to you in a second. Let's see.
Okay,
what,
let's see. And I'm trying to roll above a 4, right?
What? No, you're trying to...
Yeah.
Naughty, you're running, rolling underneath your number.
What's my number?
4. So 4.
Oh, I blew it. I lost.
4 or lower.
I got a 5 and a 6.
Okay. Well, this is what happens.
Thanks for nothing, dice.
You watch as the two of you simultaneously jump from the cocaine magic fueled sleigh onto the back of Santa's sleigh. Christmas boomerang. You get your hands onto the sleigh, and you got a gun at the ready, but you look behind you, and you see Frosty Jingle Bells.
Is dead.
Is falling. You have to drop a gun to grab your ally, to hold on to him.
He's
so
like,
he doesn't
no.
fall.
Huh? He's like, tough shit, man. Right,
or you let Frosty Jingle Bells die.
Let me fall
no,
to my
I'm
death?
Joking.
He's like, fall.
Well, how many guns
death.
Do I have?
You got like one other gun.
I feel like I need just one gun to shoot Santa in the back of the head, right?
I thought we were just kicking his ass. I didn't think we were assassinating.
Are we
him.
Killing Santa, or are we just beating
him? We're just
him?
Here to no, kick his ass.
Kick his butt, not assassinate.
This game doesn't make sense, Cole. Are we coming to fight Santa Claus and
yeah,
beat
yeah.
him up, but there's a shooter class?
Yeah, well, just in case some more elves get in the way.
So elves are expendable, but
yes.
not Santa
elves,
Claus.
Elves,
of course.
Well, here, you know.
They're like the same thing as
by
all the
Elf Squad, Gingerbread Ninja, Christian Cult, Elf Squad, Swole, Children with Black Belts, and the Finnish Mercenaries. Those were the options. You got Swole Elves.
Well, that's why we're kicking ass. Go, Rowan, what do you do?
Well, I
help you,
help
you
up.
Save me?
I help you
yeah.
up. I
you
help
grabbed
you up.
Your
I
arm
you up.
Out. Okay, good.
And
thank God.
What do I roll?
I'm like, I'm done.
No, that's
man.
It. That was what happens. That was the result of your roll. You watch as you pull him up onto the back of the sleigh. You see the giant bag is sitting there in front of you, and you know Santa is on the other slide. What are you doing?
I throw a right cross and knock his old ass out.
Yeah.
Well, there's the bag in the way. Are you climbing over the bag to try and attack
do
Santa?
Do a flip over the bag.
I
and
do a front flip.
And then grab
right
him with your grab around his head with your legs and start pounding on
you
the top of his
snap
head.
Snap it!
Go ahead and roll naughty.
What do I roll?
So I think you're prepared to kick Santa's ass, so roll 2d6. And you're trying to roll under your number, so under 3.
I failed.
So you jump up on top of the bag, trying to go over it to sit down and wrap your legs around Santa's head. But as you hop over the bag, you see Santa stands there with a giant ho-ho-ho smile across his face, holding a gift wrap bazooka.
Well, that's not nice. Why would Santa have a
bazooka? But it's gift wrapped, so how can he shoot it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a gift wrap bazooka.
Yeah, if it's gift wrapped, how can he
it's
shoot
not,
it?
It's not gift. So let me explain. You watch as he shoots a bazooka at you. You are covered and engulfed by gift wrap. You fall to the ground prone, covered and wrapped in gift wrap, unable to move. Santa looks down at you and goes,
"Ho, ho, 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 ho. You think you can come at Santa? I'm the motherfucking jolly Saint
wow,
Nick.
Cole, come
oh,
on.
I'm not down with that. Santa doesn't use that kind of
Why
language.
Why are you swearing, Cole? This is a
Santa
Christmas podcast.
Santa doesn't use that kind of language.
Come
Take
on,
it back,
man.
Cole. Redo it. Redo it.
Come
ooh,
on, Cole.
Ooh, 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 ooh. You think you can come at Santa? Saint Nick? Papa Noel? You should have known better.
Okay, I like that. That's fine.
That and you killed my favorite actor, Tim Allen. How could you?
I don't think Santa Claus' favorite
I
actor is Tim Allen.
I think
well, you're here to kick his ass, so
he probably dislikes. He probably dislikes Tim Allen for
no.
portraying him that way.
I
wouldn't let a jerk be me.
He was going to turn it around this year.
I could feel it in my bones.
This is his year.
This is his year.
Okay, so you got tinseled. So by Elf, what's it called? Elf Liberation Front? What is it called? What was there?
I don't know.
I don't
what
remember.
Was it in the movie?
I don't remember.
It's the Elf Liberation something, and they go and help Santa?
Some sort of thing like
no,
that.
No, it's no. Elite?
Elite Elvins?
No.
I don't remember. It's in the first Santa Claus movie, if you know what it is.
Yeah.
Add us on Twitter.
And
they
have tinsel that cuts through metal bars.
Yeah.
Which goes very odd in that this man can squeeze through a pipe into a house.
He didn't have the bag. He didn't have the bag.
But he can't squeeze through the bars of a...
The bag gave
the bag
him magical powers.
So you think the bag has all the magic?
Well,
that's,
it floats
that's what
his
it
ass
says.
Up in the air and puts him down.
No, the
I don't know about that.
The bag is the thing that makes him small.
Yeah,
it's a technology. It's a gadget.
Yeah.
Remember they explain it in the show.
Oh, I need that for my gut. Maybe I need a Santa bag.
Shoop. So, as you hear this from the other side. Frosty Jingle Bells, what do you do? Your ally has
I grab the bag, swing around the bag, doing a roundhouse full-on Patrick Swayze roadhouse kick.
Go ahead and roll naughty. Roll 2d6.
And, of course, I yell roadhouse because that's my story.
Roadhouse. You're trying to roll underneath a 4.
I got a 1 and a 5.
Well, you...
Roadhouse!
You yell roadhouse, giving away your position, turning around the bag. You do get one good kick off at Santa's face.
Oh.
You see as you hit him in the face, a small trickle of blood goes down his lip.
See, I don't know if I like this game.
As he kind of licks up,
you,
licks
bro?
It.
I'm
he
feeling bad. I'm feeling bad about this.
I think Cole picked a mean game for
I think
Christmas.
I'm feeling bad about this.
It was supposed
this,
to be funny. Whatever.
I'm feeling bad about this. I think I kind of want to lose now. I want Santa to win.
Why are we being so mean to Santa?
Yeah. I think we should turn around. I think there should be some kind of redemption story here where all of a sudden our little hearts grew 300%.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to... I asked you to come up with a reason why you wanted to kick Santa's ass.
Yeah, but why would we... That was the premise to begin with. Beat up Santa. That's not nice.
Why are you beating him up? You're supposed to come up with a reason for your character, and neither one of you did.
Yeah, I do.
We can't think of a reason to
because
hurt Santa
we love
Claus.
Santa.
You won't want to kick his
but
ass.
Cole
we love
can.
Santa Kringle. We love Père Noël.
Cole's a meanie.
So what are we doing? All right, so come around. I do that, and I feel automatically guilty.
He licks his lip and looks at you, and then gets in a kung fu stance and goes, come at me. You think your Santa Kung Fu can beat mine? Patrick Swayze learned everything from me.
Oh, he probably did.
You have no choice in this fight. I will win.
Okay, so I...
What are you doing? Are you attempting to escape the gift wrap?
Rowan?
I shoot my way out of the gift wrap with my gun.
Go ahead and roll naughty as you pull your gun and shoot the gift wrap.
Okay.
You're attempting to roll...
Is it one or two or three or four or five?
I'm going to say two. Rolling naughty. You're trying
to
roll
to be...
a three or under.
I failed.
You attempt to shoot at the gift wrap, and it does shoot a small hole through it. But not enough to escape quite yet. But
shoot me right in the ass.
But should your ally come over and rip you open and get hit by Santa?
Okay, I'll do that.
Might be able to.
I'll do that.
All right, you rush over, you rip open the gift wrapping. You see, you freed him. But you see Papa Noel has come over. And like an anaconda, he wrapped his whole body around you and squeezed. You fall to the ground and clutched in Santa's strong
warm
arms.
Warm embrace.
Aww.
You feel a warm and Christmas spirit as the life is leaving your body. Christmas boomerang, what are you doing?
I try to escape again, I guess.
No, he freed you. He just freed you.
Oh, shit.
Try to give a good pop in the jaw.
To
Santa to get me free.
I roundhouse drop kick. So I do a pirouette in the air and then drop kick him in the face.
Oh, yeah. How about doing those one of those flip ones where you bring your leg down
this way, like straight down.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Roll 3d6.
No, I do the Cleopatra Jones where I lift my leg all the way up and then slam it down on the back.
Oh, exactly. When you're totally vertical.
3d6, you're trying to roll
bring it down
three.
Like a hammer.
I got a 1, a 3, and a 6. I don't know what that
means. So, 2 passes. So,
hot damn.
You bring your foot down and you kick Santa across the head.
Yeah.
Yes.
You watch as Santa just kind of clicks his head a little bit at this, like, that, why are you kicking Santa? I'm Papa Noel. I'm Papa Noel. Something's off.
Why are we kicking Santa, Cole?
Now you know.
What?
This isn't Santa.
Oh, it's a Santa robot.
Is it the robot Santa from the Santa Claus 2?
You reach down and pull at the hat, the jolly hat, and you see
it's stuck to his head. Part of his head, right?
It's part of his head.
Oh, okay. Now it's go time. Now, since I know it ain't the real Santa.
We cut back to 3 months ago. The U.S. government has issued a warrant for the robotic Santa's destruction.
Hot damn.
You're
okay, now it's time to go.
As private contractors to save Christmas by killing the robotic Santa.
I
now
shoot
it's
him.
Go time.
Now I kill him with my gun.
Yeah, before I was feeling guilty. Now, no way, Jose.
You watch.
I'm ready to go.
You watch as the Santa stands up and his entire body begins to violently click as a giant mech Santa stands before you. What do you do?
Well, I jump into my dino, what were they called? Dino Rangers? What were they called? Dino Force, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I jump into my Triceratops Dino Force. One out of the bag that he has in his back. I get one of those little kid versions, you know, little ones that you sit on, and I get in that, and I charge him with my Dino Force!
Roll it. Go ahead and roll, go ahead and give me an eye roll.
I got one good one, one bad one.
Wait, shouldn't we be all rolling nice rolls since we learned that we're being good people now?
Well, I got, Cole, it doesn't matter. I got a 6 and a 1.
Oh, then yeah, you got
so either way is... I got one pass, one fail.
So, you get in your Dinobot outfit, and you ram
Dinobot.
Santa.
Dinobot! No, that's not Dinobot. That's Transformers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dinosaurs from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh.
What were they called, bro?
Mechazoids.
Was that Mechazoids?
I don't know. Everything
don't
was the same in the
so,
90s.
As you get in...
I think they were Dino Rangers.
As you get in the Power Ranger outfit, you rush Santa's knee, hitting it. You hear
I think it.
It
was... And it was also... It's also, the outfit's too tight, right, Phil?
Yeah, it's a little too tight. little tight. You're a little too old for
this
outfit.
That's a podcast visual.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So, go ahead and explain the story.
Cole, every year, by the way, they were called Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Every year, Cole would want to go get some outfit for Halloween. And we'd get different outfits, and then right before Halloween happened, he'd be like, "No, I want to be a Power Ranger." So we'd have to go and get a new, like a Power Ranger outfit at the last minute. Well, one year, he wanted to go as the Red Ranger, and we went and we bought him an outfit, and it was the only one they had.
Yeah.
And we brought it home, and he put it on, and let's just say, it did not fit correctly. His Ranger bits were all full on display because the suit was so goddamn tight. And then that was only almost as good as your Mucha Lucha year. Who that was you, Cole, wasn't it? Mucha Lucha? Where I had to actually cut the suit open into pieces and sew it onto a sweatsuit. Because it didn't fit?
Oh, I've had a couple years. Mucha Lucha, Power Rangers, Robin.
Oh, my God. Robin was the
I
best.
I don't even...
Robin, you were too young to even remember Robin.
I don't think Robin was born yet.
No, I remember the Robin.
Where it was skin tight.
Yeah.
And his Robin's eggs were showing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite something. Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, going on. So I attack with my... Dino Thunder!
You rush up and hit in the knee. As sparks fly, there's an opening in the mechanical leg of Santa.
Hot damn, this is it.
Christmas boomerang.
Come on, Cole. Come on.
What do you do?
Do a boomerang. Throw a boomerang at it.
I throw a boomerang
You take out a boomerang. You roll it around. Go ahead and roll. Nice. 3d6.
3d6, roll. Take it down.
You're trying to roll 3 or up.
Take him down to Funky Town. I win. He got a 4, a 6, and a 2.
The boomerang whirls around and hits right on that leg. You watch as you see that he looks down at the boomerang, seeing there's a small explosive attached to it. He looks back in horror as he sees the two of you jumping off the back of the sleigh with the Christmas bag and the reindeer as it flies straight and explodes in midair.
And all the and as he flew, all that was heard was, "No! No! No!"
Get it? Pretty much.
I tried to make a joke, though, but it actually fell apart while I was doing it. I actually saw that joke die as it left my mouth.
As it explodes.
It was like joke aside.
It
formed a little noose with my tongue and hung itself.
It explodes in midair. As it explodes in Christmas shapes, such as nutcrackers, snowflakes, Christmas balls.
Magic. Christmas balls. Explain to me what a Christmas ball
what
is.
Ornaments.
Christmas
there ball? We go. I'm all like, what like, the hell are like, those? Like, ornaments.
Christmas balls.
Yes, Christmas balls.
Is that when
big
you drink
Christmas
too
balls.
Much on Christmas Eve and wake up in a snow flurry?
You watch as it explodes in that. You see in the distance the real Santa approaches. To rescue you. On his sleigh, the radio
Captain,
is,
my captain.
The radio begins to jingle. Jangle, jingle. As some Christmas music begins to fill the air.
You know
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But reindeer all. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like red.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph games. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That's all they say, folks. We hope you enjoyed this.
What did he even say?
I don't know. Were you trying to be the snowman from Elf and Frosty? And I mean Rudolph?
Yeah, I don't even know what he said.
I think he was trying to do like kind
maybe.
Of a...
and that's no, all
what?
That
like
you
a Leon
say.
Redbone
no,
type.
No, all right.
Well,
we're done.
Folks... That's about it.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Cole, that was awesome.
I tried.
Do it again. Do it again.
No.
Okay, ready?
Cole.
3, 2, 1, intro.
Well, folks. No, I can't. Well, folks. That's about wraps it up for this Christmas special. I want to thank you for joining us on One Nerds, Two Noobs, The Fight Before Christmas. With me, as always, are...
Mr. Narwhal.
Mr. Narwhal, a.k.a.
Timothy
Sorensen. Timothy
Sorensen.
And Rowan Sorensen.
A.k.a. the elf who wanted to be a dentist.
No, I don't want to be Hermie.
Yeah,
I always play as...
You're Hermie.
I always play as...
What's
his name? Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah, he plays the Yukon Cornelius. I play as the Bumble.
You're the Bumble. No,
I am
Cole,
the Bumble.
Who's Cole?
Cole is, he plays the dentist.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Who do you play as, then?
I play as, who the fuck is in the game?
I don't remember.
Why do you have to swear?
Yeah, stop swearing. It's Christmas.
Jesus, jeez, Christ, man. What the hell?
I know, I'm the worst. you could, well, either way. We hope you
hey,
enjoyed this,
is,
though.
Where is our Santa?
Monopoly?
Monopoly, buddy.
I don't know. It's in storage somewhere.
You better find that.
It's
Cole, you have to go downstairs.
Cole, you better find
it. I don't think it's downstairs.
Yeah, I'll go tomorrow, or you look for it.
Yeah,
if you don't find it in your room,
room
I'll look for it this week. Because we have to play that.
Yeah.
And we should video that. That should be a video.
Oh,
book.
God, no.
Yes.
Either way, we hope you enjoyed this segment.
Yep. And we wish you a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa. Hope you had a great Hanukkah.
What are some other winter holidays?
There's actually
the
a whole bunch. There's the
if
three
you're a,
kings.
If you're a Wiccan,
the three kings. Isn't there that one, that three kings?
I have
they,
no idea, honestly.
I think there's one. Yeah, I think that's from Puerto Rico.
The film Three Kings?
I think it's
starring
from Puerto
George
Rico.
Clooney?
And there's something like the holidays from, yeah, I forget what it is.
I mean,
jeez.
You're probably right. Either
yeah,
way.
There's the holiday, there's the Day of Lights, there's all kinds of shit.
Boxing Day, if you're a Brit.
Or a Canadian.
Canadians.
Yeah, they think they celebrate Boxing Day, too.
Oh.
Because they're part of the British Empire.
So next.
In their own way.
Empire.
In a way. In a way.
So, well, whatever you're celebrating this year, we hope you had a good time and or you're having a good time.
And celebrate it safely.
Yep.
Stay, just, we're almost there, folks. The finish line is within sight. Don't drop the ball now. Don't get the colas now. Jeez, come on.
They literally have the vaccine on its way.
Vaccines are being shipped.
People are
shipped.
Getting it.
Don't be morons.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get
come
with
on.
The program. And also, if you're interested, there are some really, really good recipes online that you can find for different things to spice up your holidays. So go on there and make... I actually came across a delicious-looking spam recipe for kimchi rice with nori using spam and eggs. Looks pretty delicious. And Cole will be eating that for breakfast on Christmas morning.
You know it. I love good spam. All right, well.
Hey. Spam sushi is pretty good.
Oh, spam sushi is good. We should make that.
We have spam, don't we?
We do have a can of spam in the kitchen.
It's probably like 4 years old.
That doesn't matter. That shit never dies. That's post-apocalyptic.
Spam
food.
Never dies. Is that the new...
Spam never dies. That's
the new James Bond movie?
Yeah, exactly. What isn't that what Billie Eilish sings? Spam never dies.
Yeah, wasn't she supposed to do the new Bond
music? She did.
She did?
She did the song for the new Bond movie.
She did do it, but the Bond movie hasn't come out yet. I think she did it. I can find it online for us. I think she did a preview of it somewhere.
Yeah, she did. She has a whole video and everything. Yeah. Do you know that she has a line of action figures, Skull?
Yeah, they're at Target.
They're at Target.
What? Yeah. So shout out to Billy Heads. There's a Billie Eilish action figure.
A series of them. There's like an angel and a devil one and all kinds of
if you know.
I think it's a devil, isn't it?
I
it's like it's in black and she has these big wings and
oh yeah, that's based off the music video. I forget which one, but there's a music video.
Yeah, and the action figures are pretty decently made. So if you're a Billie Eilish fan.
Speaking of action figures, if have any late minute Christmas gifts that won't be there for Christmas but you want to show that you care,
or if you want to buy yourself a sweet Christmas gift and you're a connoisseur of fine film and custom toy making, check out Deadbeat Rowan Toys. Is it or is it just Deadbeat Rowan?
On Instagram.
Deadbeat Rowan.
Is it Toys or is it just Deadbeat Rowan?
It's Deadbeat Rowan, I think. Let me check my own thing that I don't know.
Yeah,
one
it's,
second.
It's we're going to give you the scoop. But you can also check out...
It's just Deadbeat Rowan.
It's Deadbeat Rowan, all one word, .bigcartel.com. And it has the most ass-kicking customs from movies that you've probably never seen but should have at
it's
a very reasonable rate with free shipping. Got that? And...
Well, no, that's not true.
Well, unless you're in another country, then you have to pay the price of living abroad.
Yeah. Either way, there'll be a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's a lot of custom action figures. You just put some new ones up there.
There's a whole bunch of beautiful
it's
ones.
It's great. One of them is sold. Another one might be sold by the time you're listening to this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So, just check
it
out.
Get in there
though.
Quick.
Yeah, get in there quick. There's a giant one for if you're a fan of Asian cinema. Or is it Japanese, Ron?
It's Japanese
well,
cinema.
Japanese Asian cinema.
Well,
so.
You know what
but
I mean.
But Japanese cinema,
if
yeah.
If you're a fan of Japanese cinema
you,
in the horror criteria,
and you like,
there's a giant box set that you should check out.
Based on the film...
Guinea Pig series. They're not really movies. They're like a featurette special effects.
Okay, Guinea Pig series.
It's fun. So,
or if you want some really crappy toys, go to my site.
Oh, yeah. That site. They're not crappy.
They're not Rowan's quality.
They're not Rowan level.
And Cole put a link to it in the show notes.
Yep.
To everything.
Yep. You know I will.
Yeah. And if and keep your eyes out for this coming year because... there'll be announcements from a new groovy little company that servicing the Portland area called On the Roll Games.
Yeah, so
and that shit'll be going off the hook, off the chain.
We're on Twitter and Instagram, but just check out Instagram more. We're posting more on there right now.
Exactly.
But so keep an eye out.
Give us
on
a
that.
Shout out on the Grams.
On
like
the
us.
Grams. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And be safe. You know what? If you can't be with the ones you love, love the ones you're with.
Yep. And if you don't hear it from anybody else, you'll hear it from us.
We love you, man.
We love you. Rowan, come on, for the holidays.
We care
have a deep
about your viewership.
You know what? That's about as good as
you're
going to get.
Yeah, there you go, folks.
Yeah,
all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wear a mask. Don't be an asshole.